Our next guest, another excellent musician, performer. Well, what can you say about the people here at the festival? You all know who they are. So, our next guest actually started Capella Music, and jazz, klezmer is his gig. What can you say? But Henry Sapoznik. Give him a hand. Henry.
Agitavoch, as they say. All right, I'm going to do a song for you now. We now take you to the Pale of Settlement. A little shtetl, a little town, and seated in the Beis Medrash, seated in the House of Study, is a young yeshiva boy, a yeshiva bochel. And instead of looking into his blot gemara, instead of studying, he's kind of gazing dreamily out of the window and thinking about the most important man in his life. Is it, who is this man? It's the Tsar. It's the Tsar of all the Russias. And he's saying, this man who has such powerful control over all this vast real estate, and thinking about, who is this person? What is he about? What does he do? How does he do things like everyone else? No one knows. So he decides to go to the great Chochem Unashir, the great wise man, the great rabbi without peer, and he says, great rabbi, great thinker, tell me about the Tsar. Tell me, does he drink tea? And the rabbi looks at him. The rabbi looks at him and thinks to himself, this young yeshiva boy, the great light of the future, the great young youth who are going to carry forth this shmendrik, this klutzkasha from hell. Why is he bothering me with these stupid questions? But he decides to answer him anyway, and he says, yes, the Tsar drinks tea. He takes a large loaf of sugar, and he makes a hole, and he pours in the sugar, and he mixes it, and that's how he drinks tea. Thank you very much. And then the yeshiva boy says, wait, I have another question. How does the Tsar eat potatoes? Potatoes? You want to know how the Tsar eats potatoes? Each question brings out the more of the cynical, sardonic nature of the rabbi. And he decides to say, yes, he eats potatoes. His troops stand them up in front of a wall of butter and with their guns shoot the potatoes through the wall of butter into his mouth and say, this spud's for you. But no, that's not enough. And then he says, the yeshiva boy is now like totally breaking out in a cold sweat. And he says, well, how does the Tsar sleep at night? And he says, they take the Tsar and they put him into a room. And a troop of soldiers stand the entire night and they say, shh, the Tsar is sleeping. Wie er soll trinkt der Kaiser Tee?
Rabboi sei, Chochem Unashir, ich will euch fragen, entwirrt mir alle auf mein Scheile, wie er so trinkt der Kaisertee, wie er so trinkt der Kaisertee.
Me nehmt a hitterle Zickel und me macht a Loch und me gießt a reinem Tee und me mischt und me mischt und me mischt. Ottersee trinkt der Kaiser Tee. Ottersee trinkt der Kaiser Tee.
Rabboi sei.
Wus?
Chochem Unashir, ich will euch fragen. Entfällt mir alle auf mein Scheile, wie soll es der Kaiser Bulbes?
Bulbes?
Ja. Wie soll es der Kaiser Bulbes?
Me nehmt a Wand mit Peter Und man stellt er weg den Käser mit einem auf Mäuel. Und ein Trupp Soldaten mit Armaten stehen und schießen die Bulbes gleich in Käser in Mäuler rein. Ottersee, Ottersee, Ottersee ist der Käser Bulbes. Ottersee, Ottersee, Ottersee ist der Käser Bulbes. Nu, geh mit Masel. No, geh.
Rabbi Sai.
Was, bist du?
Ja, Rabbi Sai, Rabbi Sai. Hoch ihm ein Aschir, will er fragen. Schlug mir mit. Ich will er fragen. Entfällt der Allah auf mein Scheile.
Was?
Wie soll ich schlug der Käse bei Nacht? Wie soll ich schlug der Käse bei Nacht?
Wir nehmen das Zimmer mit Federn und man schleife da rein im Käser. Und ein Trupp Soldaten stehen eine ganze Nacht und schreien, Scha! Scha!
Der Käser schluft. Ottersoi, Ottersoi, Ottersoi schluft der Käser bei Nacht. Ottersoi, Ottersoi, Ottersoi schluft der Käser bei Nacht.
Henry Sapoznik, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. We're going to set up for our next band. So I have to somehow keep you interested for the next 2 minutes. Here's a story. It is an international lumberjack conference. Lumberjacks from all over the world have come together. The American lumberjack gets up and says, he spits first, scratches himself, says, I can take my six-shooter out and shoot a redwood down. Wow, everybody says. The Russian lumberjack gets up and says, in Russia, I could take an axe, look at forest, throw axe, trees fall down. Wow, everybody says. Little Jewish guy gets up and says, when I was a lumberjack from the Sahara forest, I could... They said, wait a minute, the Sahara is a desert. He says, sure, now... Same story, same guy, only this time it's an astronauts conference. American astronauts gets up and says, by the year 2000, America will establish a permanent space station on the moon. Wow, everybody says. The Russian astronaut gets up and says, by the year 2000, Russia will have permanent space station on Mars. Wow, everybody says, right? And then a little guy gets up and says, by the year 2000, the Miami Beach Astronaut Club is going to put their permanent space station on their sun. On the sun. You get within a million miles of the sun. You'll burn to a crisp. You say, yeah, yeah, going at night, Schmendrick. Same story, same guy, only this... Incredible. This one takes place in shul. It's in shul, right? The rabbi gets up and throws himself to the floor and says, God, I am nothing before you, and he throws himself down. The cantor gets up and says, God, I am nothing before you, throws himself down. And the shamus looks at it, gets up, he says, God, I'm nothing before you, throws himself down. And from the back, he says, look who thinks he's nothing. So the same guy, he goes to confession. He goes into a church, he goes to confession, and he says, the father says, yes, my son, may I help you? He says, yeah, father, you can help me. I see, I'm a 72-year-old man, and last week I made love with an 18-year-old girl. And the priest says, I see, but why are you telling me? He says, I'm telling everybody. How are we doing?
Another minute.
Another minute. Another minute. I give up. I do have one skill that I've yet to demonstrate. Now, you're going to have to maintain prolonged applause for this one last skill.
How are we doing?
I'm not a great singer. I sing okay. I'm not a great actor. I act okay. I play guitar okay. But there is one thing I do that's beyond, when you see it, you go, an artist, a true artist. Are we ready? We're ready. Ladies and gentlemen, my true art form. May God forgive me for cheap laughter.